This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The onus is on you to dispel this narrative that you don't love where you are, that you may have made the wrong choice, or that you may have acquiesced to the demands, or maybe not demands, but the wishes of family members because they preferred the Mets to the Yankees. Hey, tough. Tough. I mean, there's nothing else to say. Too bad, buddy. Tough. So you better figure it out. And I think that he will. But the one thing, like I went into last night, here's what I was thinking. And it was actually really good that the Yankees weren't playing last night. Because, you know, doing this obviously for a living, I do the daily, nightly, you know, Yankee-Met juggle. And then when you throw the Knicks in, obviously baseball takes a massive backseat, but I'll still, you know, buzz through some stuff that I record to make sure I'm ready to go on the show. But last night was all Mets. And I think it started at 6:30, if I'm not mistaken, so it was even earlier. So I'm like, nice, I got some stuff. I got to sit down. I'm going to really listen to what Keith says about the Soto stuff. Less Gary, no disrespect, but I wanted to hear it from the players. I wanted to hear what Ron said. They were both in the booth, as you guys know. And I thought last night was a perfect night to just come out, whether you go 3-for-4, 2-for-4, 3-for-5, 0-for-4. It doesn't matter in terms of the growing sentiment now that you are just wildly unhappy with your decision to become a Met. And, you know, yeah, baseball, you're going to roll some over. Yeah, you're going to swing through some pitches you should hammer. Yeah, you're going to foul a few off you shouldn't miss. Yeah, I know. But what you shouldn't do when you have been blistered, and unless you are so obtuse and you are just so unaware of what people are saying, right? The premier and the number one motivation last night, if I'm Juan Soto, is let me at least show New York Met fans that I'm here to play hard. Like, that's the first thing you got to do. And he didn't do it. And it really is stunning. And that's the first time I'm like, wow. Not that I'm crossing that bridge fully and getting on the air saying, oh, he absolutely wants to be a Yankee. I have no idea. And neither do you. You don't. We can guess. We can tell you what we see, piece it all together. Oh, he knows what's in his heart. He knows what's in his head. I don't know. And I don't pretend to know. All right? But I do. We know baseball. We know effort. And we know what we expect bottom line. Just demand. It's not optional. It's like you got to play hard for us. We'll give you everything that we're made of. We'll give you our money. We'll give you our heart. We'll give you our, you know, the sweat equity and the monetary equity, literally, that we put into our teams over the years is, money's not incalculable, but the other stuff is. I mean, we give you everything as fans. We expect you to bust ass for us. And he's not. And the only thing that I could walk away from last night, I really expected to see a completely different Juan Soto staring back at me on the screen. And again, not necessarily in the form of 3 or 4 hits, just an engagement level. And we got the same stuff. And that's the first time I'm like, man, maybe he's simply not happy. Maybe he truly made the wrong decision, and he knows it. I don't know. You can't rule it out. I mean, listen, it's one thing, like, I don't know, say if you're in between cars. Like, I lease cars, right? I love to have a new car every 3 years. I mean, this is the best financial decision? Probably not, but I'm not a car guy. Something goes wrong, I can't fix it. Although, unlike Sal, I could, and I have changed the tire. Like, you know, his dad was, rest in peace, was actually a mechanic who restored, you know, Thunderbirds and Trans Ams and sports cars. I mean, Sal couldn't even change the tire. So I could at least do that. But the point is that something goes wrong, I'm cooked. I mean, if I own a car and I take it to a store, or not a store, but, you know, like a parts company, they could say it's $5,000. I can't possibly push back because I don't know. But I do know that I've been in between car decisions. And at least if I make the wrong decision, because I get a three-year lease every year, every time I do it, I'm like, all right. And it's very rarely happened. I love the cars I get. But the one time that I didn't love it, I'm like, all right, I got to bite the bullet, made the wrong choice. I'm done in 30 months, in 26 months, in 22 months. I mean, if this guy begins to weigh the enormity, like if he's laying in his hotel room last night in the city of Boston, wherever they are, Four Seasons, whatever they are, wherever they're at, and he's truly, truly in his mind, like he thinks that he made the wrong decision, it's not like you're getting out of a lease and going to get a Lexus instead of a Cadillac in a couple of years. Yeah, you're not doing that. Like, you're cooked. And that could be very deep and very heavy to wear. So, we shall see. We shall see. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal. Sal's off back tomorrow. Of course, he texts me. He's like, have fun with Soto tomorrow. I mean, you know, it's a mess. And the Mets don't look good. You know, Alonso flipping balls over Senga's head. The third base, although Beatty made a couple of good plays last night, but that one ball was hit like 109 that he picked up. That was a sick play. Mets offense been very quiet. You know, just Lindor. Listen, it's baseball, so he's going to slump. I'm not crushing him, but Lindor's done nothing in the last couple of weeks. Pete's been worse. The Mets just look, they look a little beaten up right now. On the ball field, they look a little lethargic. The chemistry seems a little diminished, which is what happens when you don't play well and you lose. And their star player seems very unhappy, or at least confused at the moment. We're inside of our Town Fair Tire studio. Friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Hoff, real quick here. Real quick. Open up your mic, bud. So you are a Mets guy through and through. You do the Rico every night with Evan. You're locked in, dude. Now, I think I know your answer, but if I said to you, all right, Hoff, what you've seen from Soto, I'm going to give you a redo right now, and that money would be repurposed for three or four different positions, and Juan Soto's with the Yankees, or do you keep it as is? What would you do?
I keep it as is.
Okay, I figured you'd say. I'm just asking.
Yeah.
All right. I'm just asking. I got you. And by the way, I think that that's what you have to say now. Like, I think that that's the right answer now. But it doesn't mean it's going to be the right answer down the road.
But here's the thing, right? So, like, everything that we've talked about so far today, or everything that you talked about today, like, this is stuff that I've seen before, legitimately on every single level. Like, if you want to talk about the struggles with Juan Soto, we go back to 2022 when he got traded to San Diego, and I made a comment on this airwaves with you, and I believe it was Tiki at the time, and I said
Tiki was looking something up, I'm sure.
Yeah, and I said Daniel Vogelbach is outperforming Juan Soto, and everyone's like, "Oh, you're saying Daniel Vogelbach's better than Juan Soto." I didn't say that. I just said he's outperforming Juan Soto at that point in time. For 2 months, he played better than Juan Soto. So we know that he struggled before.
Yeah.
When you want to talk about his hustle, okay? Last year, he was part of a New York Yankee team where I believe every single player on that Yankee team would pimp every single home run. If Mr. Alex Verdugo wouldn't run out of double play, you want to talk about Gleyber Torres, you want to talk about a whole team, that's basically what they did. That's where he came from. There was no talk about, hey, Juan Soto, you got to hustle more. It's what he did. It's what the whole team did. And if you want to talk about, like, you know, his comments, his post-game comments, like, he did that last year at the end of the World Series. They had an opportunity, you know, what are you thinking about? Are you going to come back to the Yankees? What are you going to do? And he basically was like, yeah, it's every team's got a chance. Everything. He never gives you what you want to hear. So anybody that sits there and says, well, I'm looking for him to say that, he's not going to give you anything. I know that might be upsetting to a lot of Mets fans, but that's the reality.
Well, then it might be his demise if he doesn't play better and start to hustle more. I know what you mean. Like, he's kind of Jeter-esque in that regard. Not that Derek didn't hustle. He always did. It's one of the reasons we love him. But Derek would give you nothing. Because in Derek's mind, the more life I pump into the story, the more complicated my world becomes. And preemptively, he was amazing at that, okay? Now, I don't know if Juan Soto's quite that calculating with this. Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But you're right, it's very short, very terse, very blunt. And quite frankly, in terms of last night, not an actual representation of what the hell happened, but we'll push that aside for a second. Not a lot of awareness there. Like, I know what you mean, and you're right with some of the things to me, but, like, the Verdugo, the Torres, that was more of a Yankee thing, and it bothered me. I would get on those guys. Well, I couldn't wait for Torres to get, you know that, so I don't need to reset history here. But when you pimp and it's off the wall, that's when you get hit. And when you pimp and it's off the wall and the offense is lethargic and you've lost a couple of games, that's when you get hit. When you pimp and it doesn't go over the wall and you lost a couple of games and people are weighing in whether or not you like the decision that you made, well, now it's fair game. So it's up to him to change that. And I know he's robotic, but last night I thought he needed to own it post-game because his manager did. And Mendy was the bad cop guy. Don't forget, that is a great thing. That's why I think they're in good hands with Mendoza. I said this in the first hour. If you guys missed it, free Odyssey app, go check it out. Mendoza is fully equipped to deal with anything. That doesn't mean he's going to win three World Series, but he's never going to be overwhelmed by anything as the Mets manager, because nobody saw it, even though he was shielded by Boone with the Yankees. But he played the bad guy. When Gleyber Torres, you know, was driving us nuts on the radio, he was the one who was lighting them up, and he's not afraid to do it. And his response last night was perfect. Like, you can't craft from a PR firm a better answer than that, and I'll tell you why. Number one, he was transparent, and we all know the answer. Like, if it's up for interpretation, you want to kind of, you know, mask over it a little bit, that's fine. But when we know it's so obvious, don't lie to us. And he did not. 100% transparency. Awesome. Number two, he didn't go over the top in his criticisms, and I didn't think that he would. But it's good that he didn't. You don't want to overcomplicate Juan Soto's life. He's already dealing with a lot of stuff now. But he also didn't gloss over it where, like, he gave you a little piece of meat. As a Met fan, a little red meat, like, all right, yeah, I got to get my fangs into something. I'm pissed off about something. Yeah, we're not winning right now, and I want to stick it to the end. Even Sal said, I get it. Like, what you are waiting for as a Met fan, you're waiting for this. And I get it. And I was prepared to deal with it, starting with my partner. You guys got him. I said congrats. Fair and square. Wanted to be a Met. Now, maybe he doesn't, as we've learned. Maybe it was more his mom, but whatever. You got him. All right? You got him. You got him there. And you have been waiting to drop that flex card since the moment that press conference happened. And I don't blame you. Like, you are waiting to shove that in the face of Yankee fans, because a lot of Yankee fans, and I get it, are dismissive over the years. Don't take you seriously, because you didn't earn to be taken seriously. And the Yankee fans made it a little worse than they needed to. But that's business in New York sports. So I think about this, and I'm like, all things considered, that manager tells me why, even though it looks a little unstable right now, they're not in first place, half a game out, they've lost, I think, four or five, three or four, whatever it is. You know, they're not looking great. They're not hitting Mendoza, and I want to hear this. Let's play this for you. This is Mendy last night. They've got the right guy.
He thought he had it, you know, with the win and all that. And in this ballpark, or, you know, anywhere, but in particular in this one, with that wall right there, you got to get out of the box. So, yeah, we'll discuss that.
I love that. You got to get out of the box, and yeah, we'll discuss that. Again, nothing to interpret. It's a good job by the skipper. Better job than the player. 888-808-1019. How about Frankie up in the Bronx? BT and Sal on the Fan. What's up, Frank?
Hey, good afternoon. How you doing?
I'm good, love buddy. How you doing? Quick I'm question. Doing great. Soto scuffling. Life's good.
Yeah, as a Met fan, all this Soto drama is pissing me off. Number one, to nip this in the butt, Steve Cohen, the GM, and the manager have to sit with Soto behind closed doors and tell him straight to his face, do you want to be a Met? And for any reason, if he says he doesn't want to be a Met, at least we know, because this is a big distraction to the team right now. And I'm not making no excuses, but if he doesn't want to be a Met, then you know what? Find an alternative and trade him. I'm pretty sure there's teams out there who want to get him.
Trade him.
Juan Soto, he signed the contract. No one put a gun to his head to sign with the Met.
Trade
if he's
him.
Not happy or he regrets it, then get rid of him.
I'm stuck on trade
exactly.
him. It's May 20th. Trade him. Ah, this is glorious. Trade him. Who wants him for 15 years? I don't. I don't want him for 15. Listen, well, I was going to say maybe Toronto would take the money because they would try to get money away, but they re-signed Vlad. Take him. Like, trade him. Trade him for that amount of money? Now, by the way, all that, I believe. I mean, I don't know the little...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Little teeny tiny details of every major league contract, but don't you have to imagine, Hoff, that the provisions that they gave his family, the suite, the jet, which now Passan says they don't have, whatever. I don't believe Passan with that. Not to call him a liar. I just feel like there's just too many people who have said that he's got, but whatever. I guess it doesn't really matter. But if you were to trade him, you acquire all that. No, thank you. Listen. I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I swear to God. And I just asked Hoff the question. He's got to say it. If I'm a Met fan, I'm still believing it because I saw what he did last year. There is no doubt that I would do it again. You dug in too deep. He means too much for a multitude of reasons. I don't need to go over them all. We've been doing it for over a year here. My seat, Yankee fan? No, thank you. I'm good. You can't field, you can't run, you're nowhere near as good as Judge. That's it. Like, he is, this contract is going to go down, I mean, wow. It's going to be a really bad one. And I think most of you knew that, and you suppressed that. And by the way, if I were you, I would have done the same thing as well. Like, you know, the night, was that a Sunday night that the news broke, Hoff? Was it a Sunday night? I think it was.
Sunday night.
It was Sunday, right? So if you're laying in your bed, you get the Soto tweet, wow, Soto Mets. You're not, I'm giving you this. Trust me, I would have been with you on this as well. I'm not thinking, oh my God, 15 years, what's going to happen in years 11, 12? Who cares? Let them worry about it. Not my problem tonight. We took them for the Yankees. Get it. Everybody knew that was a ridiculous contract. Ridiculous. But it's the price of business. But the expectation was, you know, the first 5 or 6 years would be glorious. And they still could be. Just off to a very, 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 not even rough start, alarming start. And that's not being some arsonist or trying to bait you into something that's not true. I mean, it's ugly, man. It is ugly. I need a tissue here. About to start crying. I am a debate show fan. And I was also a worker. But the debate shows today are so stupid. They're useless. Like, the things that they talk about, you know what I see as a major debate point? Are Knick fans celebrating too much? Like, I've actually seen this on multiple networks. Hey, here's some advice for you. Why don't you worry about yourself? I mean, why are you so, like, stop sticking your beak into our celebrations. Wow, look at this scene on 7th Avenue. Are the Knick fans a little bit too presumptuous here? Does it matter? We'll be ready for tomorrow night. Relax. It's annoying me, you know? Not over-the-top anger, but, like, why are you so concerned what we're doing? You know, the other thing, too, is it's been 25 years. We kind of forgot how to celebrate. And you got some of these knuckleheads on national TV saying that we're judging our celebration? Who asked you? Anyway, it was a small gripe. 888-808-1019. BT and Sal here on The Fan. Obviously, a lot of Soto. A little bit of Knicks as well. Doug is in New Rochelle.
It's annoying me.
Doug.
You know?
Doug, you got to turn
over the top all right, anger.
Doug. Oh, come on, man. You got to turn the radio down, Doug. I said, you know what I said to myself for a second, though? I'm like, that guy sounds like me a little bit.
Just like you.
He could actually confuse me.
You have thoughts, too.
Yes, we share the same brain cell. Drew is in Eatontown. Drew, what's going on?
Hey, how we doing? Lifetime fan of the show. Listen to you guys every day.
Awesome.
Actually heading down to AC right now for a work event, but wanted to talk about two things.
Nice. So you're playing. Where are you staying? You going to get after it a little, or are you just going to work and come home? You going to hang?
A little work event, then hopefully tonight get some time free up and then get on the table, so we'll see.
Nice. Yeah, nice. Very nice. Okay, what's going on, buddy?
Nothing much. So two things. Like I said, lifelong Yankee fan. I grew up going to the stadium, had season tickets. You know, want to talk about the Soto thing. As a Yankees fan, that hurt me deeply, but it does make me happy now to see him, you know, coming to a conclusion. That's at least what it looks like, you know, with his attitude and just seeing the way that he handled himself at the stadium this weekend. Definitely, it made me happy. So I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. And by the way, real quick there, Drew. When you say the way he handled himself, now he didn't play well. He only had the one hit, no extra base hits. But, like, I thought he was classy. Like, he didn't hustle on Friday night. But I thought when he took off his hat or his helmet and acknowledged the crowd and, you know, touched his heart a few, like, I thought he was classy. You thought that too, or no? You thought there was other stuff?
I don't know. I didn't like that. That definitely rubbed me the wrong
way.
Really? It's like, you know, it's like, brother, who are you tipping your hat to? You know, we don't like you anymore.
Okay.
I know he played here and he got us, you know, he played well last year. I loved him.
Yep.
He played like a freak. But just coming back, you know, that's why I tell my buddies, if you're going to sign somewhere for the money, don't go across town to the Mets.
Yeah, we'll go somewhere. That's the point. And forget about the Mets just for a second. Although there's not many other dynamics. I mean, the Giants and the A's, you know, that's kind of similar. Well, it was. I mean, the A's aren't even there anymore, but separated by the Bay Bridge. The problem, you know, he just can't escape it. And that's what I said yesterday. It's just everywhere you look, it's Yankee fans trying to rub it in his face, Met fans wondering what's going on. I mean, generally, like when you make a decision and you go somewhere like Rendon from the Angels, when he left the Nationals, what did he get, like two chains, two fit, whatever the number was, hey, he's that might be the worst contract in sports history. He's awful. But, you know, it's not like he's hearing it from the team that he left. And because the Washington, D.C., and then he's going out west. So when you leave the Yankees, it's just you're going to be in the crosshairs basically 100% of the time, to varying degrees. But think about this. Like, when he has a monster week, and he's shown signs of having a monster week at the start of May, cooled off a little bit here, 3 for his last 30, I think. But he, you know, the Met fans were juggling two things. Their happiness, like, all right, this is the guy that we paid for. Now he's officially a Met. But also juggling the antagonistic side of making sure Yankee fans knew what was going on, that Soto was starting to look like Soto. And conversely, when Soto was doing amazing, from a Yankee perspective, Yankee fans will probably choose to ignore it. But when he does poorly, most, not me, but a lot of Yankee fans will jump in and rub it in your face. So there's just 100% noise is what I'm saying. 888-808-1019. Chris, Staten Island, BT and Sound on the Fan. What's cooking, Chris?
BT, what's up, pal?
Good, man. All good. How about you?
Doing great. This is actually hilarious. We got Mets fans talking about it. It's incredible. I think you're spot on with everything, to be honest with you. And just got two quick pieces of advice, one for Juan Soto, one for Mets fans.
Okay.
Juan, whether you want to be a Yankee or not, whether that's true, it doesn't matter now. You're a Met. You're going to be a Met for life. Suck it up. Play ball. Honestly, I'm a Yankees fan. You got a great team over there in Queens. You know, you're in second place now. But, I mean, if I'm a Mets fan, I look at it from this perspective, right? Juan Soto's not playing Juan Soto baseball and what you expect, and certainly not what you expect from someone making $700+ million a year, which is in a contract,
yep,
which is enough to live up to in and of itself, unless your name's Ohtani, maybe Judge. That's a tall order. But you got to let him cook a little bit. You got to let him play. It's May,
mm-hmm,
and you guys are still playing good baseball with him not playing his best. And I know
agree.
You're struggling a little bit now,
yeah,
but there's nothing to panic about.
Well,
and if you keep panicking like this or bringing this up, I'm sorry, BT.
No, finish up.
I'll say this
real
quick. For a Mets fan, like, if you keep going down this road, like, you got the big signing, you got the guy, don't become the little brother again.
Yeah, but
like,
Chris, flipping the tables. Yeah. But Chris, they've got the guy, but they don't have the joy yet that they really associated in their minds the moment they got him, because he hasn't played well. And I understand what you mean. Like, the more you complain, the more you break.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bring it up, the more it might ruin his first season here, maybe. But the problem now is that now you can't hide from it because Pete is ice cold. Lindor is cold. Lindor's under 200 with runners in scoring position, by the way, on the season. You know, the Mets starters have done a really good job. We've talked about that. And there's some other components that have enabled them to start very well here. But, you know, Vientos is not among them. You know, McNeil's hitting 240. There's problems. You don't really have a center fielder. I like Tyrone Taylor. He had a couple of hits last night. But, you know, I don't think he's an everyday center fielder on a team that's going to win 95 games. Unless you have everything else around you, which they don't right now. You know, Nimmo's kind of a shell of what he's been. Five straight years on base percentage going the wrong direction. So they have to react to it. I don't think it's out of bounds to do that, you know? How about, let me get Matt and Bayonne. Matty, BT and Sal on the Fan. What's cooking, Matt?
Hey, guys. So here's the thing. All these Mets fans freaking out. It's May. He's slumping. He's slumping with 8 home runs and an 815 OPS. You know, that's like, it's barely a slump. And then the other thing is, okay, all this stuff about him not being happy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's slumping. So yeah, he's probably not happy. But all the stuff about him wanting to go back to the Yankees, it is all innuendo and hearsay and smoke. And hey, if you guys want to blow that up and do that for ratings, fine. But stop telling us you're not.
You're flipping this to us?
No, you guys, no. You are saying that you're not blowing it up, but you guys are really grinding it. You're saying things with more certainty than they actually have.
Well, you don't know that. No,
all innuendo and hearsay.
Well, true. And that's why that I positioned all that as just that. Now, what I believe, Matt, you
maybe
can,
not you specifically.
No, it's
okay,
all good,
sorry,
Matt.
Yeah,
it's all good. It's all good.
Yesterday, Tiki and Evan, though,
about those guys. Forget it. It's all good. Forget about names. Forget about that. What I've said, right, is that I'm not going to dismiss something that Michael Kay said and something that Bob Klapisch had. Now, if it was just Michael, all right, and some of you want to say, well, he's the Yankee guy. Of course he's going to say that, which I wouldn't say, but some of you might, and I would understand why some of you could say that. But what's Bob Klapisch, like, if that's what you would say, what's Bob Klapisch's, what's his motivation? What's his agenda? What, to get
seven
extra clicks? God, he's been doing this for 40 years.
Yeah. Exactly what he wants.
Matt, hold on.
I've studied media my whole life. That's why people do things.
Okay, hold on. So you studied media, but hold on. What do you do for a living, Matt? I'm just curious.
Well, now I work in finance, but I've studied this stuff my whole life.
You mean you studied it in school or you studied it for your profession? When did you study it?
I studied it in school, but I've also kept up on it is as, you know, on a...
I got you. And by the way, Maddie, I'm not saying that you don't have a base of information or knowledge. I'm not discrediting you, but in those studies, what have you come up with? What's your theory?
That controversy creates ratings.
Yeah.
So people will blow things slightly out of proportion to create controversy, which will get them more ratings.
It happens
all the time.
Yeah, well, I would say this, Matt, and good call. Good back and forth. I appreciate that. I would say that you don't have to spend $65,000 a year in college to understand that that's true. It's not going to run from that. You know, come on, man. I mean, guys, think about this, right? So yesterday, what was it? I was looking on YouTube. We have a great YouTube page. It's awesome. All the shows, us, everybody, all the main day parts. It's very good content. WFAN YouTube. Guys, go check it out. So I checked this morning just to kind of see how it hit with Soto for me and Sal. We had like 40-something thousand views and almost 1,000 comments, all right? Is that good? Yeah, I guess it's pretty good relative to what we do and whatever. That, let other people judge that. But the point is, I can promise you, if we just came out and said, hey, man, wow, wasn't that that? Well, go Knicks. Yay. Yeah, that's amazing. Oh, my goodness. Knicks. Good job, Knicks. Wow. Haven't done this in 25 years. Whoa. Like, that probably gets 2,700 views and 19 comments. Yes, of course there's an element of that that's obviously true. You know, why do you think that every debate show starts with something negative? Why do you think that so much like the, and I don't really get into this, but I follow it, like the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark stuff. Why do you think so many people reach for that? Because there's nothing more controversial and polarizing than race or religion or politics. But, you know, in the world of sports, that's a layup for them. They're sitting there saying, we're good. We're good for the next week. We'll get millions of clicks, whatever it is, depending upon the show, you know? And that's fine. I will say, listen, of course, we're going to gravitate to the spicier stuff. That goes without saying. That's sports radio, that's entertainment 101. But what I don't do, and I don't think we do it as a show, like we don't do this as a station. We don't just make stuff up. Now, certain guys have different shticks, different roles, and they have fun, whatever. But I mean, when you get to the core of what's said on this station, right? Nobody's getting on the air saying, dude, I heard that Karl Anthony Towns hates it here, and that's why he's playing a little disengaged in the Pistons series. No, I mean, we react to things that are presented not only to us, but to you. Part of it is a story by Bob Clappish. So, some of it might be Michael K. getting information from people and saying it on his radio show and us reacting to that. Some of it might be watching his body language, which has been awful. We making that up? Some of it might be reacting to his stats, which aren't good. You know, so that's just, some of it's reacting to and contrasting what he looked like from an appearance perspective. I don't mean like his body type, but just, you know, like his energy, positive or negative, versus what he looked like as a Yankee, because we watched him every night last year. You're not wrong with what you say in totality, but there's got to be a level of journalistic principles. Like I have a journalism degree. I'm not a journalist. I'm an opinionist. I'm definitely not a journalist, and I've never been, and I never will be. But I do adhere to certain basic principles of journalism. Like that's at my core. So anyway, that was a good discussion. Man, I mean, you see, I mean, we can't relate to this because we're not major leaguers, but like generally when you pull a baseball, that's when you really know that you got it. Like I would think that like Bellinger, when he smashes one to the top tank and that's coming, he's heating up as a lefty at the stadium. You just know it right away. But when you go the opposite way, yeah, you know if you really got it. But it's just, I would think that it's a little less reliable in terms of knowing for sure, which is why there's even less reason, you know, to stare there. And he didn't just, like, drop the bat and cut a jog. He actually puffed out his chest and, you know, started to amble slowly down the first baseline. Not a good look here. All right, let's get back to the phones here. 888-808-1019 is the number. BT and Sal also talking about those Knicks. Ryan in Oceanside. jumping into the ECFs with the Pacers and our Knicks. What's up, Ry?
What's up, BT? How you doing, man?
Good, good. How you doing?
Yo, I met you like, I don't know, right before you got the gig at WFAN at the St. John's, Kansas game at the UBS Arena.
Oh, yeah. I remember doing that game.
Yeah, I introduced myself. I took a photo with you. Man, you're aces, man. Good, very, really nice guy.
I appreciate that, dude. Thank you. I think that was the first... I think that was the first game. They may have had like a small concert, but I remember that well. That was St. John's got smoked by Kansas. But, yeah, that was the first time I went to that arena. It's beautiful.
Kansas won the national championship that year.
Yep.
But, anywho.
Yep.
And my wife is like, we walked away. My wife was like, who the hell is that guy?
Who?
I was like, he's working for WFAN now. He goes, oh, he's kind of good looking for his age.
For his age?
So there you go.
How's that mean? Wife, he was impressed, huh?
We're in our 30s, so yeah.
Oh, okay, I got you. Even better, good. At least somebody who's in their 30s thinks I'm still good looking. Nice.
My wife gave you a compliment.
I was just wondering
what your opinion. Me and my buddy go back and forth about this Karl-Anthony Towns.
Yeah.
Do you think the Knicks are better off with him? Or do you think they would have been just in the same exact spot with Randall and DiVincenzo?
Oh, God. Ryan, me and Sal have tried to get to the bottom of this. And thank you for the call. And tell your wife, I appreciate whatever she said. I don't know what it was, but thank you. Let me see. See, I will say this. Like, the Timberwolves are only as far as they got a year ago. And Karl-Anthony Towns got them there. The Knicks are further than they got a year ago when Carl wasn't here. Now we know that they were ravaged with injuries. And, yeah, I think they absolutely win that Pacers series if they're not. I don't know. I know this, or I strongly believe this. If Karl-Anthony Towns plays with legitimate night-to-night energy, and you're going to hear this word a lot over the next couple of weeks, intention, then the Knicks are absolutely winning this series, and they could win it fast. And they could win the championship. They're a better rebounding team. Like, there's a lot of basketball reasons to assert that. You know, Pacers are average on the backboard. The Knicks are good, especially better with Mitch now. Like, now the ability for Mitch to jump out and guard different players. Like, Mitch looks bouncy. I mean, that sequence against the Celtics, you know, going from the top of the key to the foul line extended, jumping to the corner, covered five guys. How many NBA players can truly do that at that speed? He's the only Knick who could do that. So they're peaking. Now they are hitting their stride at the perfect time. I think any advantage that the Pacers had in terms of how well they played in the previous series, I don't want to say that the good vibes go away, but they've been on ice for a while now. So I think that's kind of largely minimized. And I just think the Knicks enter on an emotional high, and the Pacers will be ready, and they're tough. But I think when I say tough, I think they're not like physically tough like the Pistons, but they're good. And it's going to be a tough challenge, but I love the Knicks in this series. I really do. Only if Towns plays the way he's got to play. And once you show us that, now we expect you to always show us that. And if not, we're going to let you know. Mike's in Hackensack. Mike, BT and Sal. What's up, Mike? Mike, bring it down, buddy. Come on, guys. This radio's been around forever, guys. I know you want to hear yourself talk. I get it. I used to do it, too. I used to try to record it. I did it once. I told you the story a couple of weeks ago with Sal when Richard Neer dissed me. I said something stupid about the Knicks got to get Chris Mullin. I just wanted to hear myself on the radio. I get it. But we can't converse if you do that.
PSA alert. All you got to do is get the Odyssey app and just download it. And then whenever you want to hear yourself... Press the rewind button. It's that easy. You don't have to record anything. It's that easy. You can record off the phone. It's that simple.
We had to be perfect back then. Like our timing, we had no margin for error. We had to get the little tape. We had to jam it in there. We had to hit play and record at the same time. We had to make sure it was rewound so we had enough space. We didn't run out. You never know. Like there was a responsibility with trying to tape yourself when you were on the radio back then. Now you could be lazy. You could just get it done without even trying. But yet you guys are still trying. Yeah. Oh, man. Dove, what's going on, buddy?
I actually have a different theory for the speakerphones there. I think stunning. What's happening is they have us on hold.
Yep.
They put us on speaker to hear if you go to them.
Mm-hmm.
They turn the radio on to hear the radio elsewhere. So the speakerphone's picking up the radio in the background. They're not near the phone. They're waiting, and the delay kills them.
I'd have to say that you're probably 100% right with that. I don't think that, yeah, nobody's like trying to record. I'm messing around what we were doing. I think you're probably right. Unless you're driving around, you're on hold, the phones are always busy on the show. You know, you're not going to get in right away unless you're first, you know, first, second, you know, whatever. So we appreciate you guys waiting. That's why we're trying to give you ample time. And, you know, and that's why you'll never hear, I'll never say, or when you say, hey, I'll hang up and listen, I'm going to push back. Like, no, don't hang up and listen. Because if we say something that you disagree with, we want to be able to go back and forth. That's the fun of this stuff. I talk 20 hours a week. We like the byplay. Let's go. As long as we're respectful, we get after it. Good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.